Outside of an operating budget, many feel the recently concluded legislative session did not have an overriding theme or issue that took center stage. With a look back and what might lie ahead, we're joined by University of Louisiana at Monroe political science professor Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, going into the session, there was a dialogue over the education item of Common Core. Why did the topic lose momentum?
Well, the topic lost a lot of momentum because it never had momentum. Governor Jindal came out at the start of the session very indifferent to Common Core, very vague in regards to Common Core. And it wasn't really until about, with only about a third of the session left, that
right.
Suddenly he comes out and expresses anxiety, expresses opposition. And so because the governor was noncommittal in the beginning, there weren't any guidelines for legislators to follow. They didn't know that if they started work to repeal it, would they be wasting their time with a veto waiting for them? If they started work to affirm it, would they be wasting their time and the governor's ready to veto something? So because of the executive lack of decision-making, legislators were lacking any guidance. And so at the end of the day, we saw no significant changes whatsoever to Common Core in Louisiana.
Could this situation hamper future educational plans? I mean, State Superintendent of Education John White, a big proponent of Common Core, I know a handful of legislators still kind of feeling that they had laid the groundwork for this to come up this session.
I think what this signifies is that Common Core is our educational policy, that every school system in the state needs to work towards moving to meeting those standards and moving to implementing those standards and participating in the assessments. So it is the law of the land. It doesn't appear to be going anywhere yet, and so systems should prepare accordingly.
Any surprises about the operating budget that lawmakers cobbled together for next fiscal year?
A lot of surprises in the sense of nothing long-term was really established. This is a budget mm-hmm. that's simply trying to get us through the next 12 months of a fiscal year. Many long-term revenue streams were avoided. We did not create new revenue streams. We did not solve the problem of relying upon one-time revenues. I think the colloquialism that would be most appropriate is the legislature kicked the can down the road. There are going to be some very tough decisions to be made a year from now because there will be at least $1 billion in one-time revenues that aren't available anymore. We've done nothing to secure long-term financing for the state. And the most even more problematic to this is the state hospital contract. If the Federal Department of Hospitals comes back and tells us that our contracts are still not in compliance, we have anywhere from a $300 to a $600 million hole that has to be accounted for in our budget. Where are we going to come up with this money? And because we prepared and created no contingencies for this, we're hoping that the contracts will be finalized. If those contracts are finalized, we should have a pretty safe 12 months. If those contracts are further annulled, it's going to be a rough year, fiscally speaking.
You mentioned revenue streams. One of the things a number of higher education personnel rally behind Representative D. Richard, he stumped heavily along with State Treasurer John Kennedy, would have cut state contracts by 10%, that money being directed to higher ed. Well, in the end, the item will allow for more scrutiny and review of those contracts. The redirect funding in the House, it was nixed by the Senate. What kept it and what keeps it from gaining support in the Senate?
What kept it from getting support in the Senate was the classic example of lobbying. You know, a lot of interest groups who rely upon those state contracts, who rely upon the millions of dollars in revenue that the state contracts create for their businesses or their particular firm. Ultimately, those interests outweighed the interest of, if you will, the education community and that of State Treasurer John Kennedy. The contracts are important, and when all was said and done after the lobbying and the amending, basically, instead of a bill that demands agencies cut 10%, we have just created a review process in order to attempt to try to find 10%. That's a very different solution. At the end of the day, this bill will likely create very little revenue, and it's only one-time revenue. This is a one-time saving that would go towards higher education. So I don't think this is money that higher education should budget for, plan for. If it materializes, great. But it's not a long-term solution, and that's and that bill illustrates the one of the problems of the budget. There was no long-term solution created for higher education. Higher education still relies upon one-time funds. We rely upon tax amnesties. We rely upon property sales. We rely upon tuition increases. The legislature secured very little long-term funding. With that, very little long-term promises to the financial stability of the universities in this state.
And lastly, looking ahead, do we see a signature piece of legislation from Governor Jindal, or as he embarks on the latter part of his term, does it become more a process of going through the motions, as some felt it kind of progressed this way in this recent concluded session?
Well, I think Governor Jindal, in terms of his legislative mark, has very little left to do, if you will. He has hit upon his primary themes of education reform, of privatization, of shrinking government. And so unless an issue comes up that is important to the Republican Party, that can elevate him as he looks towards running for president, I don't think we're going to hear much from Governor Jindal in the state, and I don't think we should expect much in terms of signature legislation from Governor Jindal. I think he's playing it safe. He wants to make sure that nothing backfires, that the state is at least stable, and that way, as he tries to secure his place in the nomination process, that he ultimately is in the top two or three. If he's not the final selection, maybe this time he will be the vice presidential selection that he wanted several years ago. When all is said and done, I think that we have a legislative session that will go down as being relatively insignificant. The legislature tackled very few important issues. There were some defining pieces of legislation, some interesting pieces of legislation, for example, on reproductive issues and abortion. But at the end of the day, nothing really stands out as being significant. No long-term major pieces of legislation were passed. Nothing was really done to solidify the future growth from a financial perspective of this state, to secure funding for higher education and public education. It was really a quiet session. I suspect 5 years from now, we're probably going to view it as a fairly insignificant session.
Thoughts on the recently completed legislative session with ULM Professor of Political Science, Dr. Joshua Stockley. Josh, as always, thanks.
Hey, thank you very much, Bob.